Hello, may I speak with Cynthia Martinez?
This is she.
I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential.
Okay, go ahead.
Does anyone in your household work for a news and media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? And may I know, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And may I know your race?
White.
And may I don't want to bother you, but may I know your age?
64.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I need you to rate it from 0 to 10. 10 is the most important and they have to focus on, and 5 is somewhat important, and 0 isn't important at all. You can use remember from 0 to 10. This is the first one. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
5.
Addressing immigration and border issues. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
7.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
About the same.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
In which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino communities? You can tell me up to 2. This is the first one. Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, or other you have in mind.
I don't use drugs. I don't know anybody who does, so I don't know what to say.
Okay. Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I want to ask you the rate of your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, just tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar at all. If you don't know, just tell me as well. This is the first one. E-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm familiar with them.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America, as you may know.
Why are you asking me this? I don't smoke. I'm not going to tell people whether or not to smoke. You know, it does affect people's health. They can die of cancer. But I don't think that I can tell them to stop smoking, although I don't want them to smoke in my presence. So I don't exactly understand what the purpose of your calling is for. Am I going to try to support legislation to get people to stop smoking? I don't know. I don't understand what you're trying to get at.
This is just a general opinion about these situations that are happening right now. This is not for you to incentivize someone to do it or to avoid doing it. It's just to have your general opinion of it.
Okay, I mean, nobody in my family smokes, and I don't like it when people smoke. So, okay, go on with your questions, but I'm not understanding what's going on here.
Okay, actually, we're going to finish quite quickly, but don't worry about it.
Please,
as I told you.
Let's get it done quickly.
Okay, now, I'm just going to read you two statements that the people have made about cigarette smoking. Just tell me which one do you agree the most. This is the first one. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them. They are willing to or able to quit entirely. So, to summarize, this is a harm reduction of the smoking problem. And this is the second one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, with which one do you agree? With harm reduction, or that is too dangerous?
The second one.
And do you strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
About the same. I haven't heard anything good about vaping.
Okay. These are just.
Okay. Are we almost done? Because I'm getting really tired of this. Are we almost done? Let's end this pretty quickly. Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to give you some statements that the people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke
free. What are you talking about? It was a study done or something?
Yes.
When was the study done, and who was the people who were studied?
Actually, that information, I don't have it at hand. However, I'm just asking your opinion about this assessment that the people have done.
Okay, well, I don't know what people you're talking about. I don't know if they were right or anything, or people who'd be trusted in their opinion, so I'm not sure that I could answer these questions because I don't know what people you're talking about and their state.
Okay, but based on what I'm about to say, just tell me from 0 to 10, just tell me how much do you agree with the statement that I'm about to tell you. Okay, the medical professional who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have the responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do you agree with this statement?
Yes, yeah, maybe, somewhat.
Can you tell me from 0 to 10?
One.
What about when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan? This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Okay. And, okay, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation's efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. Okay. Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy, focus on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or do not?
I don't know.
Okay. And in the past 3 days, have you used any of the following products? And maybe you haven't used any of these products, but just state me that you have or you haven't. Pipe tobacco.
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. We have finish with that topic. This is just for statistical purposes only. And may I know, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? For from 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Small town.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
What does that have? No, but I don't understand what that would have to do with smoking.
It's for statistical purposes only.
Okay, well, I think you better end this pretty quick.
Okay, this is just two more questions. Do you identify yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
A strong or not a strong Democrat? And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
And in the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates are Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay, this is everything that I need. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.